This is Ozarks at Large. Community Clinic is launching a new medication-assisted treatment program for patients with opioid use disorder. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Community Clinic operates at 13 locations across Northwest Arkansas, offering primary care, dental, pediatrics, prenatal, and behavioral health in Spanish and Marshallese. Founded 20 years ago, the Community Health Center accepts Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurance, offering discounts to uninsured patients on a sliding scale fee. Kathy Grisham is CEO of Community Clinic, headquartered on Emma Avenue in Springdale, which has initiated an opioid use disorder treatment program.
We looked at the services that were available in this area, and while we were collecting the information, there were very little places that we could refer people for care. So we looked into starting our own program internally, and as a community health center, we had the opportunity to get funding to begin a program, and that's how it developed.
Opioids, a class of pharmaceuticals that include prescription painkillers, are at the center of a public health crisis in America, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Over the past two decades, more than 700,000 Americans died from a drug overdose, most involving prescription or illicit opioids. In Arkansas alone, drug companies distributed nearly 900 million oxycodone and hydrocodone pills during the worst of the epidemic. Grisham says addiction treatment centers are overwhelmed with demand, so has assembled a specialized opioid treatment team at Community Clinic.
We had a lot of synchronicity happen with a psychiatrist who is now working with us, who is an expert in addiction services. We've got protocols in place. We also looked at how would we best serve someone? Why did you become addicted? So we've incorporated counseling services, group therapy, in with the treatment that the providers provide to the patient.
Community Clinic follows the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration MAT, or Medication Assisted Treatment Program, designed to quell the physical effects of addiction and withdrawal.
It takes a primary care provider who's familiar with the protocol and has the license to participate in it. We also have a psych APRN who works with the program, and we have an MD who works with the program.
Patients have to be referred to the program, presently based at the Fayetteville Clinic, by their primary physician.
The patient has to agree to follow our whole protocol, which might include going to AA meetings, but it definitely includes group therapy and individual therapy at the clinic.
Currently, seven patients are participating in a pilot program, which could eventually expand to several hundred patients. To launch Community Clinic's opioid use disorder program, Grisham and other staff visited with experienced providers out of state.
As we were planning this program and trying to set up our protocols, and when you start talking to people, you get lots of information, but we actually made a trip to Michigan to two health centers in the Michigan area that had been doing this program for a couple of years, so they had a lot of input for us.
Under federal guidelines, a medically assisted treatment program must provide patients access to emergency care when clinics are closed, and along with medical and behavioral care, provide financial, social, housing, employment, and educational counseling, and be registered with the state prescription drug monitoring program. Compared to drug rehab, Grisham says, Community Clinic's opioid use disorder medically assisted treatment program closely follows patients.
People going into rehab will abstain from taking drugs, and then when they get out, often they need more help. Or if they go back and do drugs once or twice, that's the perfect time for them to come into treatment here, because we can help them sustain.
Grisham says Community Clinic has been at the forefront of launching integrated behavioral health with primary care. A new Kaiser Family Foundation report says community health centers are critical in expanding patient access to medication-assisted treatment for opioid use disorder. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.